It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, I have some potatoes to show you. Let's take them to the kitchen. You ever eat a potato? I have some plain potatoes and some sweet potatoes. There's a potato. And there is a sweet potato. See the difference? I've been thinking about reading with potatoes. Do you ever think that you could read a line of potatoes? I'll show you what I mean. Potato, potato. Potato. There. Okay, now I would like you to read this line of potatoes with me. Just say, potato, potato, sweet potato, sweet potato. Potato, potato, sweet potato, sweet potato. Okay, now you try that yourself, all right? Just read them. Potato, potato, sweet potato, sweet potato. Potato, potato, sweet potato. All right, now I'm going to change one thing, and I'd like you to read it again. And when you come to this sweet potato and this sweet potato, just say sweet. In other words, potato, potato, sweet potato, sweet. Potato, potato, sweet potato, sweet. Try that yourself, all right? Good. See, you can make up a little rhythm with it. Do it just a little faster, all right? Potato, potato, sweet potato, sweet. Potato, potato, sweet potato, sweet. Great. Now I have two other things I want to show you. That is that plants. I put a plain potato in water, and it started to grow. And I put a plain sweet potato in water, and it started to grow. So I'll show you. I brought these here a little while ago. Now this is the plain potato that I put in water. See, the roots are down in there, and this is what grew up from it. And this is the sweet potato that I put in water. Look at the roots there. And this is what grew up from it. See the difference in the leaves? The leaf of the plain potato and the leaf of the sweet potato. Isn't that interesting? Did you hear somebody knocking? It is somebody. Coming. Sweet potato, sweet. It's Mr. McFeely. Oh, Mr. McFeely, come in.
I have your delivery right here from the Negri Music Shop. There you go.
Oh, is this the ocarina? Mm-hmm. It is. Just what I ordered. Thank you. You know, some people call these sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes?
Yeah, I wanted to show my friend this. This is it's an ocarina, but some people call them sweet potatoes. Look.
Oh, by the way, I have another delivery for you. It's a message this time from Joe Negri. He said they're having a bluegrass music rehearsal in his rehearsal studio, and would you like to come over and see them? See them rehearse.
Bluegrass music. Mm-hmm. I really like that.
I do, too.
Mr. McFeely, where'd that name come from, bluegrass?
Bluegrass
music? Do you know?
You know, I don't know. I've heard bluegrass music, and I like bluegrass music, but I really don't know why they call it bluegrass music. I know they have an instrument, and I'll show you already. They have an instrument like this. It goes... What that is?
Violin.
A violin. Sometimes they call it fiddle. I know they call them fiddles in bluegrass.
And their banjo,
and
usually.
A banjo just like that. Well, I have more deliveries. I hope you enjoy the rehearsal.
Thank you. We will go over in a little while.
Alrighty. Speedy delivery. I'll play a fiddle. Speedy delivery to you.
Bye, Mr. McFeely, and thank you.
You're welcome.
Want to see this ocarina? That's the front of it. Put your fingers over these different holes, and that helps you make the music, and you blow into here. This is the back of it. I suppose people called this sweet potato because it looks a little like one, but you couldn't blow into a real sweet potato and get music. We'll play this one when I come back. But why don't we go over to Negri's and hear some bluegrass music? Have you ever heard any bluegrass music? Well, that's a treat for us. We'll give these fish some food before we go. Come and have some bluegrass music. Debbie Neal, Joe Negri.
Oh, hi,
Fred, how are you?
Mr. McFeely told me about the bluegrass group that was here.
Well, they're in the back rehearsing. Would you like to hear them?
Certainly would.
Okay.
Are they?
Yes.
I want to hear them.
Take care of things for me.
I will.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing, Bob? Dixie Travelers, I'd like you to meet a very good friend of mine, Fred Rogers.
How do you do, gentlemen?
Just tuning up here. You want to hear us play a song?
Sure would.
Sure would.
This song sounds like a mockingbird. Mike makes his fiddle sound like a bird on this one.
Ah, yeah. You mean that part of the song that you're going to play?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's listen for that. Okay? Let's listen for that as they play this song. And whoop, whoop. Like that.
Just feels if you have to move like that when you're playing. You can hardly stop. Have you always been interested in music?
Always.
You men?
All of us have, since we were small. 3 and 4 years old.
You started that young?
Huh? Yeah.
I was about 4 or 5.
Billy was born with the banjo wrench right there.
Still there. And still there. Bluegrass. How does that get its name, bluegrass music?
It's from Kentucky, which is, of course, the bluegrass state. Bluegrass grows down there.
Well, is the grass really blue in Kentucky?
Almost. Almost.
Really, it looks blue. Mm-hmm. Play us something else, will you?
Okay.
Each one of you plays a different instrument, and they all go so well together.
Yeah.
5 different instruments all together, with 5 different men playing all together, and it makes music. Do you have a 20-second song?
We'll try one.
Thank you very much.
Dixie Travelers, you can come here anytime.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
You're right, Debbie Neal.
Boy, are they great.
It is exciting.
Thanks for letting me know about the good things that happen here.
Anytime, Fred.
We'll see you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Hello. Happy kind of music, is it? I think I'll call the McFeelys. Tell Mr. McFeely about bluegrass. Hello? Mrs. McFeely? This is Fred Rogers. Is Mr. McFeely there? Oh, well, would you give him a message for me, please? Yes, it's about bluegrass music. We were talking about it. Well, it seems that bluegrass music started in Kentucky, and that's called the bluegrass state because the grass looks blue sometimes there. Yeah, well, that's the reason. Well, I had wondered, too. Okay, thank you very much. Sure. Goodbye. She says she'll tell him. Thump-a-da-da-thump. Dum-ba-da-da-da.
Look at this potato. Looks like it has a face on it, doesn't it? Just the way it grew, I guess. Did you notice that before? I hadn't seen that. Look, we could have that potato playing the sweet potato. You know, Chef Brockett works with potatoes, works with all kinds of food in his business. We could pretend that Chef Brockett is playing the sweet potato in the neighborhood of make-believe. Let's do that. I'll get the trolley. Trolley. Now, we've been thinking about the opera in the neighborhood of make-believe. So Chef Brockett could be playing that instrument for Lady Elaine Fairchild. Maybe Chef Brockett could be a potato bug. You know, there are such things as potato bugs. Yeah. Let's think about that, all right? For the neighborhood of make-believe. Okay, trolley? Ready? Get set? Go.
I never thought about that.
Wouldn't I be too big to be a bug?
Well, you'd just be a big bug, that's all. Play it again. Potato bug.
Great on the potato.
Thanks.
He really grooves, doesn't he?
He sure does. How about being in the opera?
Well, do you have room for a potato bug?
Sure. He'd fit right in on a farm. Come to rehearsal tonight, both of you.
We'll be there, sweetie. Potato bug and I.
Good. I've got to go check with the king now. See you later.
Okay. See you later.
Toot toot, sweet.
Hi, Reardon.
Oh, hi, Lady Aberlin.
I found a new person to be in the opera.
Oh, good. Who is it?
Brockett.
Brockett?
Yeah. He was just playing the potato over at Lady Elaine's.
Uh-huh.
And we got to talking, and he'd like to be a bug on the farm.
You mean a potato bug on the farm? Well, I think that would work right in.
Oh, good.
Yeah, potato bug on the farm, Chef Brockett. Now, let's see. All we need is a king and a pilot.
Well, that should be easy. Well. Here comes one of them now.
Lady Aberlin, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle
King
Friday.
Friday. I have some good news and some bad news. The good news is you may have the opera.
Oh.
The bad news is that I will be unable to sing in it.
Oh, well, I'm awfully sorry, King Friday. You know, we need a king and we need an airplane pilot. They're both very important parts.
Naturally they are, but I'm settling several wars at once right now, and I wouldn't be able to take time to rehearse. Now, as far as the airplane pilot is concerned, I'm sure Ms. Ito would be perfect for that part.
Oh,
I shall give her time off.
Good.
Time off? Uncle Friday, that is good of you.
Yes. You're playing the part of a cow in the opera, aren't you?
Yes. Priscilla Cow.
Yes. In fact, we're working on a song right now that she sings at the beginning of the opera when she's very sad.
I see.
Won't you sing some of it for King Friday?
So
of course, we
far.
Haven't finished it.
Yeah.
Who wants to be a cow? Who wants to be anyhow? I'd like to change into some fierce thing in a zoo. I'd even do without my moo.
Oh, I'd even do without my moo. Like that's it? Very good. Of course, that's all we have, King Friday.
I see.
Did you know that Chef Brockett was going to be a potato bug in the office?
Oh, a potato bug. Yes. Well, and Negri?
A Negri, a royal farm animal.
Oh, of course. And you, Reardon, who will you be?
Oh, I shall be a farmer. A farmer who is worried about his cow, Priscilla.
You're worried?
Yes, I just got the idea right now. You see, Priscilla is trying to turn into a potato bug. She doesn't want to be a cow any longer.
Of course, that's a good idea.
And the king will help solve the dilemma?
Oh, yes, of course. Are you sure that you'll be unable to sing the part of the king?
Oh, yes, much too busy. I think Francois Clemens looks like a king, don't you?
Oh, that's a wonderful suggestion,
He'd be
Uncle
a
Friday.
Great king.
I think so, too.
Yes, and he has such a good voice, too.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go ask him.
All right.
Tell him to come to the sea room, and I shall help him with his crown.
Good.
I must take my leave. Very busy.
Oh, thank you, Uncle Friday.
Things are really turning out well, aren't they?
Let's go ask Francois.
All right.
So now we're really getting the opera put together. And Lady Aberlin will be a cow. Mm-hmm. And she sings, "Who wants to be a cow?" I guess she's sad. Who wants to be anyhow? I'd rather change into some fierce thing in a zoo. I'd even do without my moo. Can you do that? Who wants to be a cow? Who wants to be anyhow? There's someone knocking at my door. Let's see who it is. Forevermore, it's Francois Clemens.
Hi, Fred. How you doing?
Welcome back.
Thank you. Stop by to pick up my key.
Oh, I have it. Been taking care of your place.
Thank you.
Checking on it every day. You'll find a couple things there that weren't there when you left. Animal sound toys that Mr. McFeely brought by.
Oh, yes, of course.
He said you had ordered them.
Okay.
And there's also a note from a Mr. Delgado who wants to have voice lessons with you.
Okay, well, I can call him tomorrow.
Sure.
Thank you, that was nice of you.
Well, we were just thinking about you, as a matter of fact. My friend and I make up things together, you know. We were thinking about you as a king. Have you ever played a king in an opera?
Yes, I have. In A Mall and the Night Visitors.
A Mall and the Night Visitors?
Yes, I like that very much.
This medallion you have on right now looks very regal.
Yes, it does look kind of royal.
It sure does.
Well, thanks for everything, Fred. I've got to get on back over there.
Right, we're glad you're back in our neighborhood.
Well, it's nice to be back.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Our friend Mr. Clemens, back in our neighborhood. We did a favor for him, took care of his place. Potato, sweet potato, 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 sweet potato, sweet potato. Got a potato bug. Imagine Chef Brockett as a potato bug. Potato bug, potato bug, potato bug, potato bug, potato bug. We can have that as part of the opera. Bum, 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 da, da, da. Potato bug, tater bug, tater bug, tate. Tater bug, tater bug, tater bug, great. He'll be our potato bug. We'll make up our opera tomorrow. That gives me a good feeling to know that you and I can do things together. Sure. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. Snappy, snappy. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. What kind of a story would you make up about a cow, two cows, a farmer, a potato bug, an airplane pilot, and the king? You could make one up, you know. Sure. Just think it up, and it'll be your own. And I'll like it just the way it is, the way I like you. I'll be back tomorrow for our opera.
This television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.